Time now for a look inside Maryland politics. It's made possible by PNC. Joining us is the Howard County Times' Amanda Yeager. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And you're going to be talking about the Howard County executives race. Of course, this is going to be a big one. The seat's being left vacant as Ken Ullman runs for lieutenant governor alongside Anthony Brown. Who is going to be in the race?
Well, the two candidates in the race are not totally official yet. Alan Kettleman has announced that he is going to run for county executive. He hasn't filed yet. Courtney Watson is the rumored Democratic contender. She is not officially confirmed this yet, and she actually has an event this Saturday, September 21st, where most observers believe that she will announce her race.
And who waits until the filing anyway to say someone's in the race these days?
Exactly.
So I guess Kittleman is more of a well-known name statewide because of his leadership post in the General Assembly, which he had to give up for being a little bit farther to the left than some of his Republican colleagues there.
Yeah, he gave up his leadership position in the Republican Party in the Maryland Senate after voting in favor of same-sex marriage two sessions ago because he felt that the Republicans needed someone who represented their values, their beliefs a little bit more than he did on that particular vote.
Now to the Democratic side, not even yet announced, but probably so, Courtney Watson. Tell us about her.
So Courtney Watson is the District 1 County Council member. She represents parts of Ellicott City, Elkridge, and Hanover. She's in her second term on the County Council. She's been serving since 2006. And before that, she was on the school board for one term, including 2 years as chairman. She's also a local businesswoman. She's been, for the past two decades, vice president at a regional insurance firm.
What sort of support does she have countywide?
She would say that she has very strong support countywide. She's, for school board, she ran a countywide race and was successful. On the county council, she represents actually the only competitive county council district, arguably. District 1 is pretty evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, so she's always had very competitive races, and she's been able to win them.
How long has she been serving in that capacity?
On the county council, mm-hmm. She's been on the council since 2006, so two terms.
So what are the main policy differences between the two?
Well, it's still kind of early. Neither of them have discussed what issues they're going to be talking about in the campaign. But Alan Kittleman, certainly he talks a lot about his more moderate social votes lately in favor of same-sex marriage and in favor of repealing the death penalty. But he is a very strong fiscal conservative otherwise. He talks about taxes being too high, about too many regulations on businesses. He supports right to work. So he is a very strong conservative. Courtney is a Democrat. She generally tends to vote with the Democrats on the county council. But she has also shown herself to be a little bit of a moderate, sometimes votes independently of the Democrats. And she is a businesswoman. So she is attendant to the concerns of the business community.
So they both seem to be more closer to the center from their own parties than other candidates might be.
Yeah. Alan might describe himself as a moderate Republican. Courtney would describe herself probably as a moderate Democrat.
And I mentioned that Howard is a majority Democrat county. When was the last time a Republican won the county executive post?
Well, there's only been one Republican county executive in the history of the county. That was Chuck Ecker in 1990. He ran against the Democratic incumbent Liz Bobo and won out, but only by a margin of 421 votes.
So history may be on the side of Courtney Watson, but I've heard it said that if anyone can win as a Republican in Howard, it's going to be Kittleman.
We'll have to see what he does. He's going to have to win over Democrats and independents.
For Inside Maryland Politics here on your public radio, I'm Nathan Sterner.
And I'm Amanda Yeager.